Good morning. I have a very special announcement this morning, and I really appreciate all of you coming out for the announcement. First of all, I want to introduce myself. My name is Jennifer McCormick, and I'm the superintendent of Yorktown Schools. For those who aren't familiar with Yorktown, we are over in Delaware County. We're just west of Ball State University, and we are also very excited to be here. I'm here today because education is what I love, and education is what I believe in. For over 2 decades, I have worked in many positions in public education. I have been a special ed teacher. I have been a language arts middle school teacher. I've been an elementary principal, an assistant superintendent, and now a superintendent. Over that course of time, I have lived ISTEP. I have seen behavioral issues that we're all dealing with in the classrooms. I know firsthand what it takes to be in that classroom, to lead a school building, and to lead a district, and I have done all of those. At every step of the way, my love for the students and my passion for education has continued to grow. But the last few years have been very difficult. Ask your local districts. They have been difficult. Indiana was, at one point, a leader in the nation. Today, we are not. Today we have a Department of Education that is disorganized and disconnected from schools. They also are unaware of the local impact this has on schools. I know we can be better. I know Hoosier students and parents deserve better. We can do this. As we teach our students, and I teach my son, you can't make change by just talking about it. You have to do something about it. So today, that's what I'm doing. I am pleased to announce my candidacy for State Superintendent of Public Instruction. Thank you. With that position, there comes a huge responsibility and a privilege to serve. But with it, we cannot downplay that obligation to lead. We need a leader. Things need to be driven differently. We need to know what we're aiming for so all of us across the board can accomplish those goals. Our students, parents, and educators, we deserve a Department of Education who is a great partner. We also deserve a statewide assessment program and system that is credible. I view these things as non-negotiables. In addition, this is also non-negotiable. We need to strive for excellence. We need to quit focusing on political squabbling. If we do that, success will come. It is time to put students before politics. It is time to put excellence and achievement to be a forethought versus an afterthought. But there is a lot more that we need to do that is not being done. We need to enhance our professional development. We need to increase the quality of candidates coming in out into education. We also need to retain those very talented teachers that are in the classroom. We need better communication. In fact, we need to just start communicating. This is a collective power that there is in listening, sharing, and respecting. I believe the Department of Education has to be a resource. Putting education back on track in Indiana is going to be a huge task. It's going to take a huge team effort. But again, we can do that. Everyone will have to collaborate. Everyone will have to communicate. Students, parents, teachers, administrators, support staff, legislators, business leaders in universities, the Board of Education, the governor, and the state superintendent. As the next superintendent of public instruction, I intend to lead that statewide effort to build a system we can be proud of and stand out in the nation. Thank you.